chapter in which we are commanded to, we should command the right and forbid the evil, where we are encouraged to do that, where we are also commanded to forbid it. That is not just to encourage or discourage, but to command what is right and forbid what is evil. Wherever we have our authority, it is our duty to be doing that. With regard to that, we read several ayat of the Quran Sharif. Today we read this ayat, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, Allah Ta'ala says, أَنْجَيْنَ الَّذِينَ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ السُّوءِ. We save those who used to forbid evil. Those who used to forbid evil, we saved them. وَأَخَذْنَا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا بِعَذَابٍ بَئِيسٍ. And we seized those who did wrong with a dreadful punishment. بِعَذَابٍ بَئِيسٍ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ. Because of their disobedience. This was in the Bani Israel, when they were, as a punishment, they were not allowed to do any income, make any income, and the main source of income was fishing, and they were not allowed to do that on a Saturday. They had chosen as the big day, the Yom Sabt, which they still celebrate their Sabbath, and they were not allowed to do any income, any fishing, any worldly work on that day. But their nature was that they would make tricks with Allah Ta'ala. So either they made dams and made the fish come into their dams and then fish them the next day, or they made put nets in the sea and caught the fish on the fish got trapped in the nets, and then on the next day, Sunday, they went and they fished. So they made themselves happy that we did not break the law on Saturday, but that actually that is what they had done. When that had happened, then there were those people who stopped them from doing that, told them, this is wrong what you are doing and you should not be doing that at all. When they did not listen, they actually built a physical wall between them, and they said that we have nothing to do with you people. Even if it was close family people, they separated themselves completely. And another group was that group that they did not fish with them. They did not commit that evil, but they still socialized with them. They still had relationships with them, etc. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَنْجَيْنَ الَّذِينَ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ السُّوءِ. Those people who forbid them and did not tell them clearly that don't do this evil, we save those people. They got salvation. And وَأَخَذْنَا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا بِعَذَابٍ بَئِيسٍ. And those who were the wrongdoers, and in that were those who were the actual perpetrators of the actual disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, and with them was included those people who socialized and still maintained ties with them. And then all this is Allah Ta'ala says, بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ, because of their fisq, their disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. So here we are taught a very great lesson that that we should encourage right, forbid what is wrong. And in fact, we must command that which is right and forbid that which is wrong. And we should see with whom we socialize and meet with, etc. These are great, great lessons from the Quran Sharif for us. And in the Hadith, these chapters have been made, and Allah reward the great ulama who collected them in one place, in one chapter, and brought it to our attention. It is now for us to make amal accordingly. May Allah give us all tawfiq to make amal on the Quran Sharif, on the Hadith Sharif, and remove all doubts which we might have in our hearts, etc., and see and fulfill properly the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.